you've said that something that isn't talked about enough is how trauma affects a community. Can you please elaborate?
So what happens at first is there are a few hundred people who are directly affected by this trauma, but within a matter of days, that number becomes thousands because of the way that their families are then traumatized and the people who they are close to. And then if you look at it over the course of a decade, the ripple effects of this trauma are so profound. I mean, the numbers are in the tens of thousands because of the people who learn maladaptive coping mechanisms as a result of this trauma, who perhaps turn to addiction or struggle with depression. That depression perhaps ends in suicide, and then the way that their families are traumatized. This instance is really everlasting, and it will spiral because it has destabilized that community and the people who are affected so profoundly that they're going to be forever changed.
And you'd say that trauma can lead to addiction.
By way of the work that I do today, I run a long-term addiction treatment center that looks at addiction as a symptom of trauma. And so we don't believe that you treat the addiction. You treat the underlying issues that are causing the addiction. And really what I see is 100% of the people who come into services have trauma that is either known or unknown that they have to get to the root of. And so I think that there's a huge correlation between the rise in episodes of mass violence in our country and the rise in the addiction pandemic, because we have a society that is just looking to medicate. And even if it's not substance abuse, they're doing it by way of disassociating with technology or social media or video games. Everything that we use is designed to be addictive, and those things are making us slightly less human. We have less empathy today than we did 20 years ago. And I think that that's why you see the rise in the mass shooting epidemic.
Would you say there are a lot of people who are not aware they might be suffering from trauma?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that that is a problem across our society, is people that aren't willing to look at it, that aren't willing to engage with it. And perhaps their life circumstances haven't become bad enough where they're willing to look at it. But I do think that a significant portion of our population is suffering from trauma that's undiagnosed.
How do we address this issue?
I think awareness is a big piece. And I think that that starts in early childhood education. We have to normalize conversations around adverse childhood experiences. It's not a coincidence that the common denominator amongst all of these perpetrators of mass shootings is adverse childhood experiences that lead to a distorted worldview and isolation and loneliness later in life. It's also not a coincidence that almost 100% of people that are in treatment for substance abuse also have adverse childhood experiences that have led to that. So we have to start normalizing those conversations in youth. We have to look at the way that we're socializing children, and we have to, I think, evolve from the ground up to change our culture.